Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. President Trump has announced the creation of a huge artificial intelligence project called Stargate. It will see the private sector invest $500 billion in AI infrastructure in the United States over the next 4 years. Mr. Trump was speaking at the White House, where he was joined by the heads of three major tech firms, OpenAI, Oracle and SoftBank. President Trump said it was important the U.S. should be the global leader in AI.
Together, these world-leading technology giants are announcing the formation of Stargate. So put that name down in your books, because I think you're going to hear a lot about it in the future. A new American company that will invest $500 billion at least in AI infrastructure in the United States and very rapidly, creating over 100,000 American jobs almost immediately.
A coalition of U.S. states has launched a legal action to try to block President Trump's plans to end automatic citizenship at birth in the United States. 18 Democrat-led states filed the suit in Massachusetts. They describe Mr. Trump's executive order as a flagrant violation of the U.S. Constitution. Gary O'Donoghue has more on the new president's executive orders.
Pulling out of the Paris Climate Change Treaty and the World Health Organization need nothing more than the stroke of the president's pen. But other high-profile actions are more complicated. The right to American citizenship for those born on U.S. soil is something enshrined in an amendment to the Constitution and cannot simply be reversed even by a president. Multiple groups are already lining up to challenge that in court. Also, some measures will require new money, which only Congress can authorize.
The new U.S. Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, has said his department will have to keep pace with a world that is moving faster than ever. Addressing staff at the State Department, Mr. Rubio said Donald Trump wanted to be a president of peace because without peace, it was hard to be a strong and prosperous nation. A policeman who was on duty when supporters of Donald Trump stormed the US Capitol building 4 years ago says the decision to pardon them is a slap in the face. President Trump is freeing more than 1,500 people charged in connection with the riot. Winston Pinjon was one of more than 200 police officers who were hurt on January the 6th.
I was punched in the face, knocked on my back, pepper sprayed, nearly stabbed by a flagpole. It's just devastating to me, and I'm sure for fellow officers. I fear, you know, what does this mean, not just for me, but for other law enforcement and other Americans? Do you really want these violent criminals returning to your neighborhoods?
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. The Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has declared a day of national mourning following a fire at a hotel in the ski resort of Kırklareli in northern Turkey, which killed at least 76 people. He said those responsible would be held to account. Four people have been detained. Eyewitnesses have described guests trying to jump from upper floor windows. The Hamas militant group has revealed its new leader following last October's killing of Yahya Sinwar. In a video, Khalil al-Haya was introduced as the new head of Hamas in the Gaza Strip. The former deputy political head, Mr. Khalil al-Haya, said Gaza had now entered a new phase centred on building and reconstruction. The Iraqi parliament has passed a controversial bill which gives Islamic courts greater authority over family matters, including marriage, divorce and inheritance. Opponents say the legislation will, in effect, legalise child marriage by letting clerics rule according to their interpretation of Islamic law. But supporters say it aligns with Islamic principles. An English woman has been named as the world's longest-serving employee at the fast food chain KFC. Pauline Richards has been working at the branch in Taunton for 47 years, longer than anyone else at the firm's 30,000 outlets. Here's Jenny Kumar.
Pauline started as a cleaner and has done almost every job at the fast food chain, from cook to manager. She says her colleagues keep her young and customer service is her passion. Now in her 70s, she's a team leader at the Taunton branch.
I didn't realise I was going to be here, like, forever, if you know what I mean. No, definitely not. But I hope I can stay here until my body says, you can't do the job you're doing.
Her manager says she has bucket loads of experience and that they'll be devastated when she decides to leave. For now, though, Pauline has no plans to retire.
BBC News.